Hi, I'm Katie, owner of Cakes and Bakes, and welcome to my podcast where you will hear and understand why everyone needs to eat cake.
Hiya, you alright?
So you're rolling?
We're rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back again.
Yes.
So, I know you use music analogies and quotes quite a lot.
Yes.
So, could this be potentially the awkward second episode of the podcast?
Possibly.
Like musicians have that
awkward... difficult second album.
Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't think it is going to be because I've been kind of stalking you for the past few weeks.
Okay.
And seeing what you've been up to. And
okay.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I think we start with cake, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've made quite a lot of different cakes. I've jumped on the Veganuary bandwagon.
I saw.
So I've always had vegan cakes out, though, haven't I? But I'm trying a lot of new kind of recipes at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they seem to be going down well. Loads of people used to ask for banana bread, and I'm a bit like, because bananas make me kind of want to heave a bit, because I've got really like bad memories of my mum giving me bananas and custard when I was a kid, and she was like absolutely awful at making custard. So it was really lumpy, but it was really thin and runny. So yeah, bird's custard. Yuck.
From the powder.
Yeah.
The birds. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So now I am actually only able to eat custard that I've made myself. Like properly from scratch. I'm really weird with food, but yeah, so whenever anybody asked for banana cake, I was like, oh no, nobody likes that, nobody wants it. So but I decided I'd make a few, but yeah, they seem to be going down all right.
So which ones have been really popular?
So, the banana ones.
The banana ones.
So there's a banana and chocolate, which I tried out last week, which was good, which somebody ordered a whole one off. And then banana, maple and pecan, which is
one. Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, so that seems to have gone down quite well because people like maple syrup as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really do anything like nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just nice to have something a bit different. And I think people appreciate the fact that I'm trying for them, the vegans, that is. But yeah, so yeah, I'm trying out like some sugar-free stuff as well. Which, the sugar-free cake thing, it just doesn't work. So,
but why doesn't it work?
Because it's just sugar and sweetener are two completely different entities. So, and they just work completely differently in the cake. So whereas sugar, like, caramelises, and that's how you get your brown, like, topping of your cake. Whereas it doesn't do that with sweetener. It just kind of dissolves, so it makes it really dry, and then really pale in colour and stuff, and it just, yeah, they don't look very nice, or yeah, they just look really horrible, to be honest.
Did you make some sugar-free brownies though, did I say, or did I make that up?
Again, I tried doing that, yeah, that didn't work, yeah. So I try these things, and if they don't work, if I don't like the idea of them, or if it doesn't look like something I'd eat, then I just don't sell them, because like, I don't want anybody to eat something that I don't find nice. But yeah, so flapjacks and granola bars work really well though, because you can just swap like the syrup and the sugar for things like natural sweeteners. So you've got something called agave syrup, which is plant-based.
Alright.
Which you can use instead of honey, so you can still have it as being vegan as well. So yeah, so they work really well.
What's it taste like? Is it something
it's
you
just
have on
tastes
its own?
Like syrup, yeah. It's just like it looks like golden syrup, and I'd say it tastes like a cross between golden syrup and like maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as sweet, but it's, yeah, I don't know. That's probably not really explained that very well.
No, it sounds good.
But yeah, but you can use honey as well, but some vegan people don't eat honey. Depends, really. So, yeah, that's a bit of a minefield.
I'm still getting to grips with the vegan thing, because I understand it when it comes to food. It's when it's vegan handbags and things like that. Recently I've seen in the press about...
Yeah, I think it's like to do with what it's made from. So I think certain people, some vegans, it depends how into it they are. might not like. Obviously, they don't eat any meat, they don't eat any dairy, they don't eat or drink anything from animal products.
Yeah.
But then some vegans won't wear wool, for example, because they have something to do with ethical standards and that the sheep haven't, like, given their consent, I think. I might be wrong. Like, I don't know. I might be wrong there. But, like, you know, and it's a similar thing with the honey that, like, you know, you haven't, like, they're not able to, like, say, yes, you can have this. So that's kind of where the issues lie. But then, yeah, it's a minefield, really. So it's best to just, like, ask people things. So if anybody comes up and says, like, oh, what's vegan? I'll always say, if there is something with honey in, I'll go, do you eat honey?
Yeah.
Or, yes or no? And then, you know, then. But yeah.
Yeah.
Always best to ask, to be sure. So we don't want to, like, upset anyone by giving them things that they don't want to eat. So that wouldn't be good.
I noticed you've had someone helping you with the cakes.
Yeah. So Kate is from Swarthmore College. A gentleman came up to me before Christmas called Tim and just, like, said, oh, how would you feel about having somebody do some work experience? And I was just like, yeah, we'll do that. And I think he was expecting to have a little bit more of a hard sell because he was a bit surprised that I just agreed straight away. So he was like, oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I'll bring her back next week. So she came to meet me and to kind of have a little chat about what to do and everything. And yeah, she comes for 3 hours on a Thursday morning and she bakes cakes with me. And yeah, so she's here 9:30 till 12:30. And she mainly was just showing her how to bake cakes. She wants to be a cake maker and she wants to bake cakes and be a cake decorator.
Oh,
and after she's finished at college, she wants to go to catering college and stuff like that. And she's really good. So I'm pretty sure she'll be very good at it. But yeah, I think she just needs a little bit more experience in the world of work. But yeah, it's been nice to have somebody else with me. But also, I don't know, get a bit, like, stressed out about it. Like, what if I tell her to do something and, like, I upset her or something? Like, I don't want to do that, obviously, but, yeah.
No, I guess it's good for both of you because you get someone to help out.
Yeah.
And you get to be teacher Katie for 3 hours on a Thursday morning, showing someone something that you really like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is good in that respect. I don't know, I just think that the negative connotations of teacher Katie kind of come back and kind of make me second-guess myself. But I have, like, so I am a bit over the top with her and I'm like, if like, you know, just tell me if you're all right. Mm. Like, because if you're not, then she just looks at me like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, so it's a bit like you get almost like a feeling of dread, like the first half an hour before she arrives, and then, like, it's all right then.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of go into almost like autopilot and onto it, yeah.
I'm sure she feels a bit nervous about the whole thing too.
Oh yeah, probably, yeah. And the first week she came, she only spoke to me if I spoke to her.
Yeah.
So, which I assume meant that she was quite nervous about the whole thing. But last week when she was here, she was a lot kind of more vocal and she was chatting to the customers and things like that. So, yeah, she seems nice. And it's easy to remember her name because she's got the same name as me.
I was going to say, does it mean everybody that works in the shop has to have the same name?
No. It would help. But, yeah, I don't think that you could get any more people in here, to be fair.
No, that's true. So Valentine's is coming up. I noticed you've got some new things coming out. The cookies?
Yeah, so I'm doing giant cookies. So a bit like the ones that you get in Millie's Cookies, but these ones are obviously a lot nicer and a lot less expensive. Shameless plug. Just something a bit different, and it's something I've always done. It's like, you know, thank you gifts for teachers and things like that every year. So I just thought I'd do it at Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah.
And people can write on, within reason, whatever they want.
Yeah.
Nothing too
saucy.
Yeah. No interesting pictures to be iced on there or anything like that. Just nice. Nice Valentine's-y messages. I'm kind of hoping I'll get a will you marry me.
Oh.
So, yeah, half. Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Yeah. So if anybody wants that, come and find me. But yeah, so I'm kind of half hoping somebody will do something like quite romantic like that. But obviously, if they don't, it's just like Happy Valentine's Day or I love you or something like that. I do like little love heart biscuits as well, but with like the different kind of like you'll do like written on it instead of like love you or whatever, things like that. Or like I tolerate you and things like that. Like, so brilliant. I stamp those into the icing. And I do boobs and bums as well.
Oh, yes.
So they always go down well with the gents. So, and they're really easy to do as well. So, yeah. So, and I like doing stuff like that because it's kind of quirky and fun. And it amuses me whilst I'm making them.
Yeah. So if you don't want to propose, you can get a boobs and bum biscuit selection.
Or if you're really not sure how you feel about your boyfriend or girlfriend, you can buy them some alternative love hearts with not really bothered about your sayings.
So where does your mind go after Valentine's? Is it Easter? Is it...
It's kind of Easter. I have like a bit more of a chocolatey kind of thing. And Mother's Day as well, but mainly Easter, so I kind of start making loads more chocolates again. I have like loads of like Easter bunnies molds and things like that that I make boxes out of and things. Don't do any Easter eggs because they're just annoying to make, and I did them last year and I think I probably broke 50% of them getting them out the mold. It's just a nightmare, so I just don't, I just decided after that happened, I was like, no, I'm not doing it. So kudos to anybody that can make those without breaking them. But yeah, so I just stick with like the Star Wars stuff and like Lego and the Easter bunnies and things like that. So yeah, so I'll start doing all that. But Easter's really late this year, I think. It's like the middle of April. So yeah, so I've got a little bit of time yet, but yeah.
Lots of time to think about that. It seems like it's been a really busy time for you. The blog is really coming along.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just, just at the moment trying to like figure out where to go with it next kind of thing, because I've been writing it all down into like a bit of a book kind of thing. But I want to, now I've written that, and I don't, obviously can't keep going over that, can you? So I need to kind of figure out what to kind of talk about it next. Is it going to be a bit like this, where I just talk about random rubbish for a bit, which is, you know, fun, and just like talk about what's inside my head? Or do I maybe start talking about recipes, although I don't know if I want people to know my recipes.
I was going to say, those cards close to your chest. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just make up some other recipes that I don't sell. But yeah, I don't... Yeah, so I need to kind of think about what I want to do with it next, really. But I'm quite happy that I've been able to write everything down that I wanted to so far and do what I wanted to do with it, if that makes any sense. And be able to kind of... talk about how I got from being a teacher to being here right now making cakes for people. So yeah, so I'm quite excited about how that's going to pan out and what's going to happen with it. It's like, you know, it might just... So yeah, so I'm just quite excited by it, and it sounds like, I don't know, maybe people want to buy it as a book. Maybe they won't and it'll be fine, but I kind of feel accomplished enough that I've written it all down, so that's something I've done for myself. But yeah.
One of your most recent blog posts was almost like your love letter to Leeds.
Yeah. I just love Leeds. I think it's really weird being from like Blackpool and all and not being a Yorkshire person to say that you love Leeds. It reminds me so much of Blackpool because like they're both similar ages in like towns. Cities or whatever, they both have like weird seasons to them, whereas like obviously Leeds in summer is like dead because there's no students about, but like it still has that cycle to it, whereas Blackpool, like, right now in Blackpool, it'll be dead. Because, like, it's the middle of winter. Nobody goes to Blackpool in the middle of winter. And there's just always something going on, and I just love it. I think it's amazing, an amazing place that just, I think because I kind of found myself, as cliche as that sounds, I like found myself in Leeds, and I like kind of rediscovered who I was again, and how, like the things about my personality that I thought that I'd kind of lost about myself along the way whilst I was ill and everything, you know, I kind of rediscovered when I came here. And I think it's like, and all these amazing people that I would not have met otherwise because I kind of just kept myself in my own little teacher bubble and didn't kind of venture out of that. And now I just, like, this morning I spoke to a lady who went and, like, just, she was like, oh, I'm from Scarborough. Like, you know, I was like, oh, why have you come to Leeds for the day? And she was like, well, I just wanted to come to the cathedral and I had some prayers to say. And so I did that. Wow. And I had a chat with some of the nuns, and then I'll come here to the market. And I was like, yeah, because that's what you do when you're in Leeds. You just come for the day and it's amazing. Like, and people come in this market and they say to me, like, oh, what was it before it was the market? Like, I must get that question at least 3 times a week. Like, and I'm like, it's been the market. Like, it's nothing else. And I think because people, like, don't have things like this, especially, if they come from, like, different countries and stuff, they might not necessarily have purpose-built market halls like this.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. I love it. Look at that view. It's amazing. I guess
there's one thing about Leeds, but the market is a different place, isn't it? You kind of see even more walks of life, action,
dramas,
love.
It's like a soap.
They should do a soap opera.
Yeah, this little corner of the market is like a little soap opera. I won't go into too much detail about why, but yeah, it's like we have our own little. It's like on Coronation Street where you have your all the little families. So, like, you know, there's the flower people, and then next door to me, I've got like the mobile phone, the guys from the mobile phone shop, and, like, you know, you've got the ladies from the eyebrow shop, and, like, you know, the guys from the Greasy Spoon over there, and it is like a little kind of community of just weird and wonderful people. Weird. I'm weird, but it's fine. The best people are. But yeah, I just think it's amazing, and that people that come here that, like, are fully not the kind of people that maybe have been coming to the market for years and years and years and are a bit upset, should we say, that it isn't like how it used to be, but the people that come that have never been before, and they just look around and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, and it is like an eye-opening experience for them, and I just think everyone should come here at least once.
I think there's almost like a new time for the market as well. Like you say, you can kind of get bogged down in there, oh, it's not how it used to be, but look at all the amazing people that are popping up here. Like, it is becoming a place.
Yeah, and it's not going to be how it used to be again, which is sad in a way, because obviously, you know, all those people that used to have businesses and stuff and that maybe haven't worked out. And yeah, fair enough, I can understand why people get really upset by that. But we're in this weird kind of like limbo at the moment in the market where there's stuff like being rebuilt and things like that down at the fish market side, and like they're fixing the roof and they're doing like the building summit over on the old Butcher's Row. And once all that's done, I just think this place is going to be just even more amazing than it currently is. And people's shopping habits have changed so much, like even in the last year with like the whole zero waste, and like people like bothered about where the food comes from and like what's in it and things like that, that the market is becoming like the place to go for people who are conscious about that. So yeah, I think it can only get better.
Absolutely. Coming back briefly to your blog, music.
Yes.
And the blog title. We've got Empire State of Mind versus The Likes of Trolls, which I absolutely adore. You've obviously got a love and a passion for music, and that comes through.
I have this really weird thing, and I think it's the way my brain kind of like works, is that like I properly look into, and I am really weird with it, I properly like look into like lyrics and what they mean and stuff, and my ex-husband used to be like really like, oh god Katie, what are you doing, like shut up, like, and I'd be like, this song's about like, you know, this and this has happened and stuff, and he's like, and I'd be like, just listen to it, and he'd be like, no. No, I'm just singing because it's a good song. Like, you know, and I think I am like properly do get into it a bit, and I am a bit of a music geek, and I do have quite a, I wouldn't say eclectic, because it's not, I'm not into like one particular genre of music. Like, as those blog posts show you, that it does go from like Disney cartoony kind of things to like there is some like pretty angry music in my collection, and to like, you know, to rap music and like, you know, your cheesy 90s pop and like even music from like the 50s and stuff, and it's just a case of if I like it, I listen to it, and if I kind of connect with it, then that's, yeah, I listen to it for that. I mean, I do get a bit like OCD with it and can listen to the same song over and over again, but I think that is the slightly autistic in me. That, I don't know, yeah. I just love music. I think it's a really good way of expressing yourself as well. And I've always had this passion for it, and I've always kind of performed at school and stuff. I was in like school shows and things like that. Yeah,
you've kept that quiet.
Well, you know.
What were you performing? What was your starring role?
I was one of the Von Trapp children in The Sound of Music.
And then, did you do the whole
Lonely Goat Herd? And So Long Farewell.
Yeah, that one.
The one where like each of them get a line. Yeah. So I've always kind of done that, and I went with my friend once to a Britain's Got Talent audition, and I auditioned, because she didn't want to go on her own. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go with you, like that. And I sang, know that, On My Own from Les Mis. So, and I now know that I'm not good enough to be on telly, but I'm also not bad enough to be on telly. So that's a positive thing. So that's always good. But yeah, so I don't know. I think somewhere in like my youth, I didn't have any fear. So I just did these things. Oh yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. So I'm kind of trying to recreate that almost with the whole saying yes to everything. So yeah. And I don't like confrontation, so that's why I don't say no.
I'm sure that can get you in trouble, though, surely.
Possibly. Like giving all my money away to people. No, I don't do that. But, I love music. I think it's important to have... I do have a passion for it, not to the point where I want to, like, you know, record an album or anything like that, because I am really not that good. But, you know...
So two more things I wanted to touch on with you was, obviously, you've hinted earlier that the blog is transforming into something much more.
Yeah,
something
that you've written. So, and this is this lady, Rosemary, that I was talking to you about that was chatting to the nuns before. She said something to me that was like really, really profound and that has really stuck with me. And she was like, everyone's got a story. And that's what she said to me before she left, and I was like, that's a really weird thing to say, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, oh my god, is that like some kind of weird fate thing that she said that to me? Like, I was a bit freaked out. But yeah, everyone's got a story, and I just think that it's really important that, yeah, fair enough, I had a bit of a rubbish time a few years ago, and that is why I am stood where I am now, but... Without going through that rubbish time, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be the person I am. So I kind of felt I owed it more to myself than anybody else to kind of write it all down and kind of get it all out of my head, because that's like, you know, a good way of getting rid of it. I don't know, without having to go back to counselling, because I don't need to do that really.
Do you think almost it was counselling?
I think it was very, very like cathartic experience writing it all down and getting it all out of my system, because I found that as I've got to the end of it, the feelings that I had at the beginning, like I've reread it like all the way from the beginning to the end, and I changed a lot of it just purely because I feel so much more calmer and so much more kind of at ease with the whole situation than I did at the beginning. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense.
And I think that it's important that for people in general to know, not like, you know, about what happened to me, but like that if certain things like that are happening to them, that it's all right, and that, you know, you'll get through it, and that, you know, you can kind of come out the other side and, you know, find something else to do with yourself, you know. And even if, like I say, if like nobody buys it, I've done it kind of for me, or if even if one person turns up at the shop and goes, you know what, I've read that and it's really helped me, then that'll kind of be alright for me. It's to do with how I felt and how I've dealt with that situation, and I was never writing it to kind of get back at anybody. No. It's more to kind of be at peace with myself. That sounds very profound, obviously. But yeah, so I think we'll see what happens. We'll see.
So I think there's lots of good things on the horizon.
We'll see.
I think so. Is there anything else you want to tell us about that's happened recently?
I got selected as one of the top 100 entrepreneurs in the UK, female Woo! Entrepreneurs, and I get to go to some like special awards dinner on International Women's Day.
No way.
Yeah. I don't really know much else about that. That was pretty much it. I get some free like publicity on social media, and loads of like people that I don't really know have started following me on Twitter. So I just, that sound like they're important. So, but yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's just quite nice. I mean, and I probably, you know, like just go for the experience and it'll be nice, and, you know, I just got to London for the day. Just maybe do some hobnobbing with, you know, some minor celebrities or something.
I don't know. Brilliant.
But I
know you don't always take compliments very well, but I think you...
No, not at all.
But it's a fantastic nod, and...
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Don't want to sit here and go, oh, yeah, I'm amazing, aren't I? But yeah, it's nice, and it makes me feel like, you know, I still... Like, I'm doing all right. Yeah. I'm doing okay. And that, like, you know, the days when you sit here and, like, you're having, like, it's really cold and, like, there's nobody in the market and you're, like, really reevaluating your life choices around, like, oh, really, should I be doing this? And then, like, when you get an email like that says, we've chosen you, and it's like, oh, that's actually lovely. Quite nice. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't be reevaluating my life choices, and maybe I am doing the right thing. So, yes, it is. It's nice. Mm. Yeah.